Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Leff along with Judy Pilak, who's in for the vacationing Wendy Snyder. And also in studio, longtime friend of mine, longtime friend of the show, Karen Bark. Karen, of course, a writer, a comedian, a humorist, an essayist, a novelist, a playwright, performing not one but two shows that we'll talk about. Thanks for being here. Hold on, let me turn your microphone on. People will hear you better.
It's so great to be here in this spring-like weather.
Yes. Can you believe it's the end of December and it's like this outside?
First of all, I've been walking around without a coat for the last few days. I did put on a coat today, but just like a spring coat. And
yeah.
Then I was like so hot, I'm shooting walking.
Are you going to do shorts soon?
If I see
one more person in shorts,
I do long shorts.
All right. It is
down to my ankles.
It's been a thing all this week as my wife and I have Christmas shopped. No matter where we've shopped, we've seen guys wearing shorts as if to say.
I see someone in shorts.
Yeah.
That's
take
weird.
That, weather.
Well, it's almost like ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah,
it is.
Because there's a fashion season thing. It doesn't matter what the weather is. You know, kind of like the white after. But you can wear winter white. But now you have to wear spring white.
And it's a very subtle difference, Karen, between those shades of white.
It's a very subtle difference, yes, but there is
for
a
those who can see it.
We say eggshell in the interior design business that I'm in. We say eggshell, but very subtle with the white. Two shows, The Jewish Mother's Guide to Everything. Now, that's going to be on Christmas Eve at 7:30 at the Skokie Theater in Skokie. And then Funny Old Broads, a longtime hit. That's on New Year's Eve at 8:30 at the same theater, the Skokie Theater. You're just one woman. How can you do all these shows, Karen?
Well, I don't know. I eat a lot. But now my show Christmas Eve, I have an opening act.
Yeah.
Dashy.
This is one of your kids.
Yeah, my daughter she used to sing with the 17-piece big band.
Yeah.
And on the piano, I have the wonderful Fred Simon. I don't know if you know who he is. He used to be in Simon Gard. He's like he's fantastic. And she's also playing the saxophone, because she used to play saxophone with the band, too. And they're fantastic. They opened for me a few years ago before I started the Funny Old Broads. I did a Christmas Eve there, and they opened for me, and it was fantastic. And she's very funny too. She's a graduate of Second City also. So it's going to be really wonderful.
Is there any extra pressure on her or on you? All of a sudden, you're not just doing a show; you're doing a show with a family member. Is that a little extra to think about?
I don't think so.
You're not nervous for her?
No. Oh, God, no.
No?
Is she nervous for you, do you think?
No. I mean, they grew up with me performing. It's like, you know, it's like nothing for them. No, it's not a big deal. I mean, she's performed a lot. And it was like I said, do whatever you want, you know. And I don't know. I did hear them rehearsing yesterday for a few minutes.
Yeah.
They shut the door.
Oh.
And I just know she'll like surprise me and it'll be great. And her patter is wonderful
that's great.
And I saw what she's going to wear. She's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm a little concerned because I can't sing. She's got a beautiful voice. She's blonde hair and green eyes. And Steve Harvey was working in the delivery room.
Was? I'm not sure that's a good thing or a bad thing.
So I'm a little concerned.
You should be. Now, is there extra extra pressure with the other kids? Do they feel any jealousy that you're doing a show with her
them? No. My other daughter has a beautiful singing voice also. And of course, Fred has a beautiful voice, and my son, we don't know if he can sing. We've never heard him talk.
Oh, so, how about that?
he keeps to himself. Everybody, I think, but me can sing. Although I've been doing musicals now. You know I do this.
I do know that.
And we're starting it again. We do this.
Okay, so you can't
musical.
Sing, but you're doing a musical.
Well, they give me like talkie, you know.
You're the talkie in the musical.
Yeah, it's a Purim spiel. It's done on a professional level and a big thing. I told you about this.
Yeah.
So every year they do a takeoff of some story, and it's the story of Esther, from which, if you know this,
the Old Testament.
So anyway, sort of. Yeah. And so anyway, last year it was Little Orphan Esther, and my husband, who's got a fabulous voice, was the Daddy Warbucks character. And he actually shaved his head for the part. They didn't ask him to.
He just wanted to.
He wanted to. And then he kept it shaved for a long time because women started to really like that.
Isn't that something?
He was getting hit on a lot.
Wow.
So were you like, grow your hair back?
No, I didn't care. he felt great. He loved it, you know. He did grow it back now. And this year it's going to be the Queen and I.
Yeah.
With the King and I. Take over the Queen. King. He's actually playing Queen Esther.
Oh.
Chester.
That'll be interesting.
It's very fun. That's in March.
That's great.
Maybe we'll
That's very
come
good.
On and talk about it.
Karen, we turn to you for all things Jewish and Yiddish. You're our expert. Donald Trump said the other day, he used a term that you don't usually hear your presidential candidate say.
You don't. They don't usually even, speak Yiddish.
You know what I'm referring to then?
Yeah, I think he used it wrong. I've never heard it used like that. I mean, it's the, you know, it's the male member.
Right.
Are you sure? Because he's never wrong.
Well, there may be some new uses for it that I don't know about.
Are we allowed? We said it yesterday. I don't know that we're allowed.
You have
to
be careful because, you know, I did a commercial last year that they
I remember
edited because I used a Yiddish word that they thought was a bad word. And
right.
It wasn't a bad word. And I wound up doing a bit about it in the theater because I talked about it and everybody knew, you know, but they were, the powers that be here, they thought it was something bad.
Something dangerous.
Well, I think it's an inappropriate word, but he said it, and I, as a news person, can repeat it. I don't know about you, Bill.
Go on. You're a news person.
Yeah. Have you ever been schlonged?
Judy, you can't say that.
Are you asking me?
You can't say that.
I've never heard it used like that.
And today he's defending it.
What does he say today?
He says it's not inappropriate.
That it's okay to say
it. It's an okay word.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, but...
And everyone loves him. Whoever made up that word loves him, so it doesn't matter.
When he's president, he can put it on currency. He'll have that option.
Now, I brought some things to show you because I know Bill's great with trivia and old things. You know, every time I watch an old show or something. In fact, last night, Fred and I were watching on YouTube, watching Tinky Wink and Me. Tinky Dink and Me. You don't know that one? The show where you'd put the screen on the TV
and
you draw?
Oh, Winky Dink.
Winky Dink.
Right.
And you know who that was, the voice of Winky Dink, I think? Sounded exactly...
Who was
Betty Boop. That was...
Mae Questel.
Yeah.
Mae Questel is the voice.
Okay, so now, here is a painting of me when I was very... When I was in my 20s.
And hold it up to the microphone so everyone can see it.
It was done by... Here the name, the artist's name is Shawley.
Oh, who would that be? No, who is Shawley?
Joan Shawley.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Well, I put her obituary in. She was a friend of mine. I lived in L.A. But the obituary is wrong. They said that she was on the Dick Van Dyke Show as Peaches.
No, that's Buddy Sorrell's wife.
She was Pickles.
Right.
Yeah, she was Pickles.
Right.
She used to paint, and she was in all the Billy Wilder
films. Oh, I do know who that is.
Yeah, you know who she is.
Yeah.
So she was in all the Billy Wilder films, and she, well, especially Some Like It Hot. She
was
Sweet Sue. And she would paint on the set, and everybody, including Billy Wilder and Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, have paintings by her.
Yeah.
And as a Christmas gift for me.
She painted you.
Yeah. We were
it's
good
beautiful.
Friends. And it, you knew me right after this. It does. She did capture. If
yeah, the feeling of you is there.
In my 20s. You know, that was a long time ago. So I brought that to show you because I always thought you'd appreciate
Wait,
that.
Wait, don't show anything else. Wait, hold on. We have to break for commercial. We'll come back. Karen has more things to show us. I know it's radio, but we'll sell it. You'll understand what she's showing us.
You can see it on WGNradio.com.
Yeah, it's all going to be there. Mm-hmm. And then we lost somebody that means a lot to you and to me and maybe to the listeners, too. And we'll discuss that in a little bit, too. So stick around. It's Bill Leff and Judy Pilak, along with Karen Bark on WGN. It's Bill Leff and Judy Pilak, who's sitting in for Wendy Snyder. Wendy will be back in 2016.
Karen, I'll see her next year.
You'll see her next year. Karen Bark is here, writer, comedian, humorist, essayist, novelist, playwright. Is that all, Karen? That's all? I have been on the internet.
Or you've been speaking to my mom. She's in Florida right now.
Would it hurt you to call your mom every once in a while? She's got not one but two shows. The Jewish Mother's Guide to Everything. That's on Christmas Eve at the Skokie Theater. That's the 7:30 first pitch. And then Funny Old Broads, which has been playing for how many years now?
Yeah, we opened it in 2013.
Yeah.
So this is our third New Year's Eve, I believe, right? Yeah. Our third and it's a great show.
People love it.
And it features the... Boomer Babes, who are so hysterical, they do, and they're fabulous singers, but they do hysterical parodies.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, one of them, Pam Peterson, her parody of Memories on YouTube went viral, and it had like over 6.5 million hits.
What?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Somebody told me that once you get past 1 million hits on YouTube, that YouTube starts paying you. Is that true? Did she make money?
No, I don't believe that. No, but she didn't get a lot of work after that happened. She got a lot of calls. No, they don't.
Then I'm going to stop
Steve Harvey, stop.
I'm going to stop putting funny hats on cats, because I thought if you get 1 million hits, you get money.
I did take a picture. I did that this year. My husband was very upset.
Let me tell people how do they get tickets. Can I explain the ticket situation? SkokieTheater.com has tickets for you, or 847-677-7761, or your own website, KarenBark.com.
Actually, it's not really on my website
because
I forgot to have someone put it up. So just go to SkokieTheater.com, and that's theater spelled TRE.com.
Oh, the nice way. Oh, for rich people.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And it's so convenient. There's free parking. There's great restaurants downtown.
Yes,
Skokie
there is.
Now. It's really fabulous.
Yep.
It's so easy. You don't have to come downtown. You don't have to fight the traffic. You get great entertainment. It starts at 8:30. You know, if you need to be asleep by midnight, you can.
You can doze off around midnight.
No,
that's
we'll be
fine.
Gone way before midnight.
Good. I hope so. I know what a big All My Children fan you are.
I know.
And I was. Are you an All My Children fan
yeah,
at all? All right.
I know.
All through college.
A little over a month ago.
I know. I saw that. I did think of you, actually.
We lost two characters, Adam and Stuart Chandler, the actor who played them, David Canary.
Yeah, David.
I always say Canary, but it's Canary.
Yeah, Canary. He was fantastic.
Wasn't
and
he?
And he also was on, well, he was, what was
he was on
character?
Bonanza.
Bonanza as Cookie, Smokey, yeah. what?
Cookie.
Cookie.
On Bonanza.
Are you sure it was Cookie? I think
yeah.
I had the name
It'd
wrong.
Be easy to be a cowboy and be named Cookie. Nobody would ever
clown,
make fun of you.
Cowboy, he could be in a rodeo.
He was a he was a clown cowboy on Bonanza.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
Very handsome guy. And
looked the same for his entire 20-something years on All My Children.
Always,
never changed even a little bit.
Always looked the same.
I think that's the benefit of having prematurely gray or white hair is, like Steve Martin, you look the same for 30 years. Like you.
Which is, you know what? That's true. People say, you know, people who let their hair go gray, and then everyone thinks, well, they look kind of old at 40. And then at 55, you're like, God, they have an age. And
yeah.
You know, so that's why I did the Funny Old Broads. I'm like, I'm not going to have to fight having to look young. We'll just call ourselves the Funny Old Broads and, you know.
But I told you, Karen, people complain because you guys are not that old. If I want to, when I hear the title, I go, these women are in the hundreds. I want to see women in the hundreds.
One of us is on Medicare. It's not me.
I did think you'd be a lot older.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Judy's disappointed.
You're a little bit young.
The funny part you nailed, the broads part you got down, but the old part, people are like, I don't know.
But
are
it's just
really?
A saying, but it, still, I don't know. I connotate that with that you would have been
Yeah, but
older.
You know what? I mean, if we're trying to be like...
And you're svelte and
yeah.
Well, but
nice
yeah, you could be at any
yeah.
age. I mean,
really?
I we work out together.
Yeah,
and
Karen and I work
you
out together.
You have a nice neck. So I was just
I've been working on that. Yeah. I've been working on that. I do a lot of this stuff. And always imagine your chin on a shelf.
Yep. That's
and sometimes
my favorite.
I put it on the shelf because it does stretch it.
Wow. I'm
that's
that
my
right
favorite
now.
Christmas book for kids is The Chin on the Shelf. Have you ever read that?
It's by the way, I also brought you a little bit of treats.
Very uplifting.
Now, I know.
What did you bring?
Wendy would have loved these because last time I brought the Hebrew Bazooka Joes.
Yes.
So I brought these. These are my winnings from Mahjong. I've been getting into Mahjong. And when we play it in a public space, they don't let you gamble.
Could you be more
so
Jewish?
I'm getting into
Mahjong.
I'm hearing white noise right now.
I use chocolate gelt. But what you're going to love about this gelt. Is look at the name on it.
Let me see if I can read it. Hold on a
Here's
second.
For you, Judy.
It's
actually got a name on it.
It's Rabbi Wasser, what does it say?
Weissmandel. I have no idea who that is. I never noticed.
But it's kosher. Thank
oh, yeah.
Goodness.
Kosher, yeah.
So I can eat it.
You can have it, Judy. You're safe.
Uh-huh.
Is this time of year, and I'm half Jewish, so I know half of this.
You eat half of that coin.
I'll eat half. Is this time of year difficult for people who are Jewish? Because there's so much. Christmas is everywhere. How do you handle that?
You know what? I'm enjoying it so much because... The rush to shop for me is over. I gave my Hanukkah gifts. I mean, I give some gifts to people, but it's money gifts, so
yeah.
I don't have to. So I don't have to, although now the stores are not crowded, I notice it's not good for retail. But
yeah.
Normally it's like, I don't have to worry about getting, what am I getting Aunt Martha? What you
All
know,
the stress.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't, and I love the music,
mm-hmm.
and I love the movies, and, you know, I like eggnog.
You can love the season. It doesn't mean you have to dive into the religious pool.
No,
right?
I mean, I love Chinese New Year,
yeah.
You know? So to me, it's great, and I don't have that stress. Ugh, can you imagine? Like, what I can't understand, in all the old Christmas movies,
yeah.
They show them going out shopping for their Christmas gifts Christmas Eve.
Now,
right.
Always. Saying, I hate that.
You really don't do that.
No, you don't want to do that.
Well, that would be impossible.
But people, millions of people do it.
They do?
Oh,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. That's why you don't want to be one of those people.
And then all that effort to put up a tree, they put a tree up on Christmas Eve, and all
right.
That effort for one night. I mean, then they keep it till spring, of course, but, you know.
You're not supposed
who have you
to,
been talking
people
to?
Do.
Well,
yeah.
We do something
and you know,
in the fall.
We don't even take the lights down. We just leave those
no,
up all
I know.
Year,
like,
too.
We do this holiday in the fall. It's sukkahs where we put a sukkah up at this shack in our backyard.
Explain.
And mine is still up till spring anyway.
What is
Explain
that?
It's
Judy.
This holiday. It's very fun. And you put up this this shack and you eat in it in cold, damp weather and the occasional snowstorm. Because
Doesn't
the
that sound like fun,
like
Judy?
In October.
Why?
Oh, Oh, it's like a festival of harvest. It's like the harvest festival. Yeah. And anyway,
Earl,
really,
you got the shack built yet for?
It's really fun.
The shack holiday.
It's like it's always the last one down. The snow is like it's hanging and it's falling down, and it's really fun though.
If you're a basketball fan, like Judy, it. You could put up Shaquille O'Neal. It still counts. You still get points for that.
Yeah. I'm saying Christmas is a little bit more fun than that.
Go see Karen Bark, everybody. You have two shows to see: The Jewish Mother's Guide to Everything. That's on Christmas Eve. Tomorrow night, that's a 7:30 start at the Skokie Theater, and then Funny Old Broads for more than 2 years now. People have been loving the show. It's at New Year's Eve, an 8:30 start, also at the Skokie Theater, skokietheater.com. Great to see you. What are you? Are you showing me a plate with Moshe Dayan's picture?
I know, I'm uncluttering and I found this, but I'm not going to get rid of it because it is a classic.
No,
I have no idea where I got
that.
You have
that.
Collector's plates of leaders from around the
well,
world?
Well, you love collector stuff.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'm crazy for that
you
stuff.
You are such a Jewish mother, let me just say that.
Hall
come
of Fame.
Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve.
First ballot.
No,
Hall
I want to go to the shack holiday. I want to eat in the shack.
I'll invite you.
What kind of food do you eat in the shack?
Oh, everything. Everything delicious.
Everything's so good.
In the shack. This sounds so fun.
Karen, thank you. Have a great holiday.
Everyone, have a great
show.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. More after this. It's Bill Leff and Judy Pilek in for Wendy and WGN.